today's Tanya, for Yud-Beis Tammuz, the 12th day of Tammuz, is in Igeres HaTshuva. It's on page 184. Number at the bottom of the page is 352. It's in Peta Gimel. And it's at the bottom of the, three lines from the bottom of the page at the beginning of the paragraph. The Alter Rebbe has said that because of the weakness, physical weakness of our generations, we are not permitted to fast the numbers of the frequent fasts that are recommended and necessary for the various sins, and therefore we should use tzedakah in the place of fasting. And now, three lines from the bottom on page 184. When we call Mokim, in spite of this, in spite of the fact that you're not allowed to fast when you're not healthy, yet, call Baal Nefesh HaChofetz Kirvas Hashem, everyone who desires, everyone who has a soul, and he desires a closeness to God, desires closeness, V'sakei Nafshei, to correct his soul, L'Hashiva, and to return the soul of Hashem to God, B'tshuva Me'ula Min HaMufchar, with the finest and highest tshuva. What should he do? Yachmir Al Atzmei, he should be demanding of himself, V'hashlim Al Kolponim Pam Echos Kol Yimei Chayov, to conclude at least one time in the course of his life, Misper HaTzemeis, the proper amount of fasts, V'chol Ovein V'Ovein, for each different sin, Me'aveinis HaChamudim, from the serious sins, Shechayov Malei Misa, Al Kolponim, that are punishable by death, if not all of them, but at least the ones that are punishable by death. V'afilu bidei shamayim bilvad, even if the punishment is not from the courts, from the Sanhedrin, but from heaven. What does this mean? How many times should he fast? Kagein, for example, v'hitzoh zera levatolo, for the sin of wasting of seed, he should fast 84 fasts, pam achas bimei chayav. At least one time he should fast 84 fasts. Yochol v'chayson, and to make it easier, he can put off the fast liyamim haktzodim b'chayzev, for the short days in the winter. So he can fast 84 short days, winter days. Another thing is v'yisan ke'eser tiny yisal derech marshul b'chayzev echot epoches. He doesn't have to fast all 84 in one year. He can fast 10, for example, 10 fasts one winter or less, the yigmeh mispera pedalet zemeis, and then he can conclude and finish the 84 fasts over the course of tes shonim ayesa, over the course of 9 years or more, kefikeche, depending on his strength. Another thing he can do is the gam yochel lechel ma'at. He's also allowed to eat a little bit, kigimul shoyis lifnei netzachama, up to 3 hours before sunrise of the day that he's going to be fasting. The afal pikein nechshav l'tainis in hisnekein. Yet this would be considered a day's fast if he made that condition when he took the fast upon himself. If he said that he was fasting only from the last hours before sunrise, then that is called is constitutes a day's fast. Tashlum reish nun beis, and if you want to take it a step further, not only to fast the 84, but if he wants to fast the 252 times, which would be the 3 times 84, as mentioned before, then yisana e dalit pamin pe dalit, so he can fast another time 84, 4 times 84. Why 4 times? Because he's fasting ad achachatzeis hayeim bilvad, fast only a half a day, fast only until midday. Mechshav gam kein tainis b'yishalmi, because this too would constitute a fast, according to the Yishalmi, ubeiz chatzoi yeim, because the two half days, nechshavim leiliyim echad leinyan zeh, would constitute one day for him in this fast. V'chein l'shar avenis ki yetzubahem. And you should do the same with other sins, the ones that are not punishable by death. The ones that are punishable by death. So what does he do? First, he completes one series of fasts that are recommended for that particular sin. As, for example, for the sin of wasting seed, he fasts one time 84 fasts. Well, and though it's recommended that he fast 3 times 84, so for the other 2 times, he breaks it down into half days. And so 4 times more, he needs 2 more sets of 84, so he breaks it into 4 times, and into 4 fasts, but each fast is of a half a day. When you add it up, the two half days equal one full day, and in that way he can fast for only a half a day and make up the 252 fasts. The same also for other sins. Similar to this, as every heart knows its own anguish from its sins, the chafetz behitzadka, and desires to regain its innocence. Ochein misper hatzemes ha'etzim aldeishon beis, but the amount of fasts necessary for that which goes beyond 252, l'chahai gavno, in other words, 252 in the case of the wasting of seed, is, if you go by the resolution of the conflict, of the disagreement, by the compromise of fasting 3 times for a sin. But according to one opinion at least, you have to fast 84 times for each time that the sin was committed. And if the sin was committed more than 3 times, then you have to fast more than 252 times. So for those additional fasts, shayetzar ech lehisanes, if you would need to fast, if you were to be concerned with the authorities who say that you have to fast more, according to that opinion that says you have to fast the complete set for each time that you commit the sin, and you want to be yetzer, according to that opinion as well, so there, you shouldn't fast even half days, but yifde kulam b'tzedakah, you should instead replace that with tzedakah. Erech chai g'deile pelish, again, approximately 18 coins, for each day that you would be fasting. Chayin shar kol tainiyes, the same is true with all other fasts. Until now, we've been talking about fasting for sins that are punishable by death. Now he's saying that for all other fasts, that you would need to fast for sins which were not punishable by death, and even for the fasts that are necessary for the violation of a rabbinic commandment, a positive commandment, for the failure to do positive commandments, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and particularly the failure to study Torah, kefi hamisper hamefurish b'tikunei hatshuva me'arizal, according to the numbers specified by the Ari in the Tikunei Tshuva, v'rubam niskarim b'mishnas chasidim b'mesechtes hatshuva, most of them, the numbers are mentioned in Mishnas Chasidim and Mesechtes Hatshuva. So all of those fasts, hakel kasher lakel yifte b'tzedaka, he should redeem them all with tzedakah. Kenizke li'il, as mentioned before, the amount of 18 coins. Ilay motzi l'tziyur nafshe, if he is unable to take the deprivation of the fast. Kenizke li'il, as mentioned before. Ve'av sheyala l'sach mesuyon, and even if by giving tzedakah in the place of a day's fasting, the amount of tzedakah would become substantial, it would become more than 10% of your income, is ein lochush, not to worry, mishum al yivaz v'zyesa mechemesh. The Gemara says that a person should give a tenth of his earnings to tzedakah. And if he is generous, he should give a fifth. But to give more than a fifth is considered squandering. So even if it becomes more than a fifth, the person should not worry, should not feel that it is wrong, because the lemikre bizbuz b'chai gavna, because under the circumstances, this would not be considered squandering. Me'acha she'esa liv this nafshe metainiz v'sigufim, since he is using the money to redeem himself, to free himself from the obligation of fasting, and the pain of the fast, v'le'goza, it is as justified, it is no worse than mezefois haguf v'shad tzachav. It is no worse than spending money on medicines in order to heal the body. So here he is saving the body from fasting, so the expenditure is fully justified. And since the number of fasts that are recommended in the Tikkunei Tshuva are very many, that's why it has become customary by all those who take the word of God seriously to be constantly giving tzedakah and to be giving a lot of tzedakah. Mahmas chalishas haday, because of the weakness of the generation. Because we are incapable of fasting the amounts with the frequency that is necessary, therefore we increase our tzedakah to take the place of the fasting. And as we write in another place on the verse, Chazde Hashem, the kindness of God, Ki Lo Yisamnu, is without end, but the Alter Rebbe explains, Ki Lo Yisamnu, because we are not whole. Samnu, from the same word as Tmimus, Tam, whole. Because we are not whole, because our health is not complete, therefore our kindness has to be Chazde Hashem. It has to be as kind, we have to be as kind as God. We have to rise to the level of divine kindness, endless kindness, because we are not whole enough, we are not healthy enough to fast the amounts of fast that would be necessary for the sins that we've committed. And so today, in the place of fasting, we have the habit of giving tzedakah, the pushka and so on, where we give tzedakah constantly in order to redeem the fast days that would otherwise be necessary. In the Hayem Yem of Yud Beis Tammuz, Chag HaGeulah, the Rebbe writes that the Rebbe Shlita's birthday was in the year Tav Resh Mem. And on that day he was told, in the year Tav Resh Pei Zayin, he was told, the Rebbe was told that he would be freed from his exile, which came, or which would have been, after being arrested and sitting in prison for his work towards strengthening Torah and Yiddishkeit. From a letter from the Rebbe, from the Siddiq Rebbe, he writes that in these 2 days of Geula, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz, Habo Aleinu L'Teva, all Hasidim should get together and fabring L'Teva U'Levrocha, the Gashmis of the Ruchnis, and it should be for a blessing and for the good, physically and spiritually, as has been established by our first father, the Alter Rebbe, and the Fabrengin. At this Fabrengin, Hasidim should speak to each other with brotherly love concerning strengthening the established times for the study of Torah, and I send herewith my blessing that Yisa Hashem Ponav Aleihem Begashmis U'Bezuchnis.